This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America goes into the week with no agreement to reopen the federal government or raise the debt ceiling ahead of Thursday's deadline. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid made a more positive statement than Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after talks this weekend, but the bigger fight remains in the House of Representatives. While the stock market is open in the U.S. today, the bond market is closed for Columbus Day. Around the world, the political pageant in Washington is being watched with some dread. From London, the BBC's Nkem Efejogo joins us with a global perspective. And Kem, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So financial market players are following this drama and learning names like John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid.
Everybody's been commenting about it. The Germans have been commenting about it. The Chinese, if you take, for example, top Chinese academics say China has in the region of $1.3 trillion invested in U.S. treasuries. So if the United States says that it's not going to pay up, then they would be really upset about it. But if you take a country like Great Britain, for example, which is quite small in the grand scheme of things, even they'd be affected. And the Chancellor, George Osborne, has been commenting about this.
One comfort I took from those meetings is that both of them are aware of the very serious nature of this discussion. Both of them want to find a solution. They're coming at it from very different places. But I don't think either of them have any doubts that the world is watching them and wanting them to come to a deal.
Isn't that interesting? He says both of them, meaning the Republicans and the Democrats. Of course, he's a conservative, so naturally aligned with the Republicans. But they do want to see this resolved.
You know, I was just checking. The last default by a major Western country turns out 1933 Germany under Adolf Hitler.
And in fact, if you look at other countries which have defaulted, if you take Argentina in 2001, don't forget that there's a court case going through the United States about Argentina refusing to pay its creditors. And guess what? U.S. courts have said that the Argentinians have to pay. The United States does not want to be in that kind of position.
Indeed. The BBC's Nkem Efejogo in London. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.